Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of November. Big show this week. My first guest, country legend Ronnie Millsap, actress Adrian Barbeau. You're going to love this next guest. He was the first officer on Elvis Presley's jet, the Lisa Marie. He's got some stories about a new book that's out right now about him that you are going to enjoy. Next hour, actress Diane Cannon will be joining us. Another actress, Sharon Glass. Of course, she starred on Cagney and Lacey. Barney Miller's Hal Linden will be here. He's done so many things in this business. He's 91 years old. We'll be talking to him. And then our lifestyles portion of the show, we'll talk about health with Mike Rozelle and also how it's Adopt a Senior Dog Month. And we'll be chatting with Marie Moody. And that's all this week with Ron Segi today. We got more Rons in this first hour than you can imagine.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Don't tempt me with your eyes. I fill my heart with lies. If you don't.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. That is from a great CD that's out right now, long overdue, from one of the best in the business. It's called If You Don't Want Me. Joining us right now with his new album, Country Again, is our friend Ronnie Millsap. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing?
All right, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a delight, and as we both know, two Rons don't make a right, but we're going to try and make it happen, right?
Hey, two Rons do make a right.
They do make a right. I like your thinking. I really do. Ronnie, I got to tell you, this is a great CD. I know you haven't recorded a country CD in about 5 years, that you did a gospel one back in 2009, but this is hot stuff.
Yeah, well, fans talked about it. They said, hey, Millsap, are you ever going to record another country album? And I said, yeah, I certainly could. And then, you know, a lot of folks talked to me enough about it, and a disc jockey friend of mine from here in town said, you need to do that. And I had the songs to do it, and going in the studio and doing it was a real joy. Making records today on the computer is so much faster than it used to be with analog. Here it is, out.
And you're right about the technique. I mean, remember the days, boy, we're really going to date ourselves now, when you did everything. Instrumental was on one track, the vocal was on the other, and if the bass player made a mistake, even though everything else was good, you did the whole thing all over again?
Yeah, sure do. I remember that, Ron.
Yeah, take number 704. And you know the other thing, too? There was a little bit of aura to it. I mean, everybody was was there. You know what I'm saying? It was like a live performance.
Well, I still believe the best performances for records are captured when everybody in the studio was playing.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Boy, what a career. 7 Grammy Awards, 8 Country Music Association Awards, 4 Academy of Country Music Awards. Been at the Grand Ole Opry since 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has sold 35 million records and 40 number one hits. And they said it wasn't going to happen, Ronnie. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was told when I graduated from high school in Raleigh, I had studied 12 years of classical music, and I said, I want to be in the music business. And they said, no, you can't do that because you'll fail. You'll wind up being a liability to the state. We want you to do something academic, like, why don't you become a lawyer?
Oh, great.
I said, okay. Well, I guess I could do that. We'll send you anywhere to college in the United States if you'll just study law. I said, okay. So I started going to school over in Georgia. Right around the same time, I went to a Ray Charles concert in Atlanta, and I got backstage in his dressing room, the piano in the dressing room. To make a long story short, I got to play 3 songs for Ray Charles. And I said, everybody that's sponsoring my education wants me to be a lawyer, and I want to be in music. And he heard me sing, and he said, well, son, you can be a lawyer if you want to, but there's a lot of music in your heart. If I were you, I'd follow what my heart tells me to do.
Wow, what a story. I mean, to be able to play for the great Ray Charles, I mean, that in itself is success.
Yeah, I was 20, and I was nervous, and I said, man, you are the high priest.
He is.
And I've got all your records, and I love Ray Charles' records. Obviously, I always have. Big fan of Ray's. He gave me that piece of advice.
Wow. Well, it couldn't come from anybody better. Nobody sang a soul song like Ray Charles. I mean, if you did a cover of a Ray Charles song, you had to have a lot of guts.
Yeah, you did. Well, the thing about it, too, he changed the whole landscape of country music.
Yeah. Well, you did too, though. I mean, you brought country soul into the whole thing. I mean, you changed it unbelievably.
You know, when I came into it in 1973, I knew I came to Nashville to be involved in country music. And I was lucky to be managed by the same manager that was managing Charlie Pride. This guy got me a deal with RCA and got me on major television. He got me off to a blazing start.
I know this late you inducted your good friend Keith Urban to the Music City Hall of Fame. You're on my pal Jimmy Fallon show, too. But let's talk about this CD, which was between yourself and Rob Gelbreath. This song, If You Don't Want Me To, has a dance craze to it. I mean, you're like the country Chubby Checker here with this thing.
Yeah, well, it's an odd history because it came out as a B-side on a couple of singles, and it was issued in Louisiana on jukeboxes.
Wow.
And so from this B-side, they created this dance called The Freeze from this song. And, you know, anytime I go to Louisiana, I have to play it 3 or 4 times before they let me leave the building.
Really?
Yeah. And they play it for just about any major event that they have, weddings, any kind of celebration, they always play this song. And a guy mentioned to me one night, he said, is this available on CD? And I said, no, it's not. He said, that's a shame. If you'd put that on a CD, you'd sell 1 million copies right here in Louisiana. Well, Ron, we're about to find out.
Boy, you're putting it all in my hands now, right? I better sell some 1 million copies of this.
Well,
thing.
You know, it's out there, and it's doing well.
It's a good song.
We had to go back and find the original recording and just remaster it.
Well, you did a heck of a job, and in the CD I Have My Hands Country Again, there are 12 tracks, which is very cool. A lot of times artists will try and get 10 on a CD. You got 12.
No. Joe Galante was the king of the 9-song album.
That's right. I forgot about 9 songs on an album. That's pretty funny. That is unbelievable.
He's a dear friend of mine, though. He's a sweetheart, and he's somebody that really was a great record man back in the days of RCA. He was the real deal.
Yeah, that was the heydays of RCA. There's no doubt about it. When you are performing, you are an artist to be reckoned with. You're in the song. You know what I'm saying? You're in the song.
Well, I do think you've got to live it. It's like anything. If I'm going to be singing a song, and I must say, live performance is the best thing I
absolutely.
Do, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, singing for Pro Tools or tape machines is one thing, but singing for an audience is so much better.
No doubt.
Because you get feedback.
Yep, you get immediate reaction, whether it's love or hate, you get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know if you're on or you know if it's an off night, you're going to find that out too.
That's right. Now, are you doing a lot of road work these days, Ronnie?
Yeah, I sure am. We're still doing that.
Ronnie, you going to be down in Orlando or Florida?
I know we will, Ron. I'm just not sure what that schedule is. I know we're doing the Grand Ole Opry. I have to do that occasionally because I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
You're a member. You know who was all excited about being members recently were the Oak Ridge Boys. They're all pumped
up.
Yeah, they couldn't wait to get in there.
Who else got in just recently?
Oh, I know.
Rascal Flatts.
I do remember.
They're in there, too.
I do remember, though, Ronnie, that the late Little Jimmy Dickens was the legendary singer and entertainer from the Grand Ole Opry that introduced the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were very excited about that. Of course, we lost Little Jimmy Dickens, but he was a great guy, wasn't he? Yeah, he had to be your friend, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Well, RonnieMilsap.com is where you want to go to check out where he's going to be, and this new CD, Ronnie, is a home run for you. It's a grand slam. It's called Country Again, and it's got 12 new cuts, and it's done by one of the real legends and nice men in this business, Ronnie Milsap. Hey, Ronnie, I'm going to check this calendar to see if you're going to be down in our neck of the woods. If you are, I'm going to come in backstage and we're going to visit.
I'd love that. Tap me on the shoulder and tell me who you are, and I'll remember.
I believe you would.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you, man, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And
Ronnie, we've been doing this show for 30 years, over a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just embarrassed in that time period that we haven't had you on the show more often because you're such a great guest.
Well, I am too.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm the one who should have asked you. So when I ask you again...
Well, I'm always happy to come on. Should you ever want me to come on again, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have you. Let's do it. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ron.
Ronnie Milsap, a brand new CD, Country Again. Get it. It's got some great material on it and a dance craze. Go to RonnieMilsap.com. And as Ronnie mentioned earlier in the interview, can you believe having an audience and playing three songs backstage in the dressing room for Ray Charles? I don't think if you're in the music business, whether you're an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever the case may be, doing that for the great Ray Charles had to be an experience of a lifetime. Ronnie Milsap, live all across the USA and around the world, you are with Ron Segi today.
Don't tempt me with your eyes, I fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. I saw your name and I thought, oh boy.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship,
yeah,
but she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby and finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. It would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a best screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrienne?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Okay.
And then they, you know, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I should have I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David Maccabee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. A lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can, it's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
What I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You know?
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I am. I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. Problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing. It's a golf comedy with Dan Lauria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yeah.
So I'd be Eagle in the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearth with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau. And stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A push of the U.S. Congress to make daylight savings time permanent, which was unanimously passed by the Senate earlier this year, has stalled out in the House, with a key lawmaker telling Reuters they have been unable to reach a consensus. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people. The country's strict COVID containment approach is still able to control the virus despite the high transmissibility of COVID variants and asymptomatic carriers, an official from the Chinese National Health Commission told the news conference. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on Saturday issued an open letter to Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, urging him to ensure human rights are central to the management of Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Should you have born and bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand? And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. I worked on the people's stake on the carny line over to the Golden State. And I piled up on the same 13 minute secret centers at the terminal gate. Sweet old chariot, come down easy, pass it to the terminal zone.
And we are back live nationwide and all around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, what you're listening to is Elvis Presley with a great song that he recorded called Promised Land about flying on a jet. We have a very exciting guest to have on our show today. He was the first officer on the Lisa Marie. He has a book that's written about him called Destined to Fly, the story of pilot Ron Strauss from Iowa to Elvis. Joining us is Ron Strauss. Hi, Ron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Thank you.
About a year or so ago, I was reading somewhere that you lived in Florida, and I told my producer, I said, you got to get a hold of Ron because I need to talk to him about his career with Elvis and in the military. And sure enough, I get a note from Sally Hodel, who's penned this book about you. First of all, I want to thank you for your service in the military and in the Air Force. You've had a remarkable career in the military. You were involved in a hijacking situation in Nicaragua. All of this time that you spent serving our country, but 2 years in the employment of Elvis Presley is probably one of the most interesting remembrances of your career. How did this whole thing start? Because I know you always wanted to fly an airplane, and you have flown some of the greats, including the Convair 880. How did it start for you?
Well, I started when I went in the Air Force at 17. I started out as an aircraft and engine mechanic on a B-47. And then I worked myself up to crew chief, and then I volunteered for the 141 to fly as flight engineer. And then I got out of the Air Force and took the VA training, and that's where it all started.
I mentioned about being a big fan of the Convair 880. I remember when I was just 11 years old, I took a Constellation, which I'm very proud to say I flew in, out to Arizona with my parents. On the way back, they said, there's a jet you're going to be flying. I said, oh, man, a jet. And I went in that Convair 880. From that day on, I loved that airplane, and you loved it, too.
Yes, I really did. I flew the 880, the 880M, and the 990.
What was the difference between the 880 and the 990?
Well, there was quite a bit of difference. The 880, well, it was a clean wing. It had no slats or anything. And then the 880M, they put the center tank in it, carried about 10,000 pounds, and they had leading edge flaps. And then the 990, that was really a cruiser. We descended at 0.92 Mach.
Wow. The Convair 80, which of course is not in service anymore, they were the Convair's answer to the Boeing 707 and the DC-8 that burned 1,700 gallons per hour of fuel. It took 2,200 gallons just to take off. Elvis bought a used one that was used by Delta Airlines. I think he paid $250,000 for it and then ended up spending $1 million on redecorating it. And you were chosen by Vernon in particular to be the pilot. All the flight records from the time our guest flew that plane are in this book, including the contract that you had with Vernon. When you first got the job, and I know back in the 50s, and you told this to Elvis one time, you weren't an Elvis Presley fan, but you certainly became one after you got this job. What was it like flying the King?
It was super. I mean, he was a great boss. He treated us super well all the time. Never had a problem at all with him. None whatsoever.
But one of the problems is you are on call, unlike any other commercial pilot in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. And that had to take a toll on the family, but you always had to be available.
Yes, that's true.
How did your wife handle that? Because you had a family.
She handled it better than most women, I think, could have. Because, you know, I was very disciplined with the kids and the family. When I would leave on a trip, she could handle it no problem at all. No problem.
What about the plane itself? I understand he wanted the bottom silver, like Air Force One, but wasn't able to get it for some reason or another. But he was still afraid of flying. And he made the comment to you one time. He said, look, I still have a fear of this. Don't take orders from anybody else saying, let's go, no matter what the weather is or what's a minor problem on the airplane. He wanted to be absolutely sure that plane was safe. Was it airworthy because it was an older plane and, of course, airframe had been used several times? Was it a pretty safe airplane?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had it ferried from Wichita to Dallas, Fort Worth, and had the interior ripped apart and redone, and then we flew it to Long Beach and had some maintenance done out there, and then we flew it to Nashville, had some maintenance done there, and it was certified, and then We flew it to Memphis. It was a great airplane. I mean, it was in perfect shape.
I talked to many pilots that I knew over the years, and they said, well, you could always tell when the Lisa Marie was coming in because of the trail that it left. Was it environmentally restricted to some airports, Ron?
No, it wasn't restricted. We could go any place we wanted. Just sometimes we wouldn't take it into the smaller airport, but it did smoke a lot, big time.
Everybody recognized the name Milo High as being a pilot of Elvis's airplane. He only flew the Hound Dogs, the Jetstreams, never flew the Lisa Marie. It was yourself, Elwood David, and Jim Manny, who was the flight engineer. But you really struck a chord with Elvis a couple of times. The first time was when he asked you if you were a fan of his in the early 50s, and you said, no, not at all. And another time was when he came in with, and this was not uncommon, with a gun in his belt, and you asked him if it was loaded, and he said, why would I carry it if it wasn't? And you said, well, you got to be careful with it because at high altitudes, a pressurized cabin would be in a lot of danger. And he said, you worry about the flying, I'll worry about the gun. He was sensible, but he took risks, did he not?
Oh, he did. And that's true about the gun.
He always came in the cabin to say hello, see if anything was needed. Very cordial gentleman, of course. We all know that. You didn't have that kind of relationship with the colonel. Never said anything to you, did he?
I've never met the colonel. I saw him in Tahoe gambling, but we didn't have anything to do with Parker. We flew him one time from Palm Springs to Tampa, and that was it. But otherwise, we just didn't have nothing to do with him.
Did you ever have any type of emergency on the plane?
Nope, never did.
A great story is when you went for a bank loan. Tell that story, going down to the bank president.
Well, you know, that was pretty cool because, you know, sometimes these jobs work out well and sometimes they don't. It was working out great for me. So I asked Elvis, I said, hey, Elvis, is there anything you would change in the airplane or crew or anything? No, he said, just keep doing exactly the way you are. So then I'd never, ever done any financing with Elvis. It was always with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then his dad talked to Elvis every night. So I went in, I had a stack of bills, and I went into the mansion. And then I asked him, I says, you know, Mr. Presley, is there anything you'd change on the airplane or crew or anything? He said, no, just keep doing exactly like you're doing. Well, I was renting a townhouse, and I decided to, at that time, my wife and I decided to buy a house. So when I talked to Mr. Presley, I asked him, I said, do you know where I could borrow some money? And he says, well, just go down to the bank. Well, I was really wanting him to grease the skids a little bit and call the banker
right,
and tell him I was coming down. But no, he didn't. He said, just go down to the bank and tell him who the hell you are. And I thought, well, that's strange. So the next day or so, I went down to the bank, walked in, and I said, hey, I'd like to see the president. And he says, well, what about? I said, well, I'd like to borrow some money on a home purchase. And he says, well, Mary Lou or whoever it was does all that. Just go over and see her. And I says, well, no, I really want to see the president. He says, I told you, the president doesn't do the home loans. It's strictly Mary Lou. And I said, would you tell the president that Elvis Presley's pilot is here? So he goes in there and the bank president yells out, hey, Ron, get in here. Come on in here. So we sat down and we shot the breeze for about 5 minutes. Then he says, well, I guess you want some money. And I says, yeah. He said, how much you want? And I said, $73,000 or thereabout. And he says, well, how much interest do you want to pay? And I said, just as very little as possible. And he said, well, when do you want the money? And I said, well, as quick as I can get it. So he threw this contract over to me. It was a blank sheet, nothing on it except, you know, the first party, the second party, and all that stuff. So then I threw it back at the president. I says, I'm not going to sign that. And he says, well, why not? And I says, it's like signing a blank check.
Right.
He says, let me tell you, Ron, Elvis has got a floating checking account with $1 million in it. And he says, a whole bunch more. He says, you think I'm going to risk that for $73,000? I signed the thing, and a couple of days later, he had checked $73,000. That was it.
I think that was a great story. We're going to pause for a second. Our guest, Ron Strauss, he's got a book that was written about him by Sally Hodel. It's out right now. Destined to Fly, the story of pilot Ron Strauss. From Iowa to Elvis, he flew the Lisa Marie. And Ron and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at cjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. My guest is here. Ron Strauss is his name. He was the first officer on the Lisa Marie, Elvis Presley's private airplane. He did it for just a tad under 2 years, between 1975 and 1977, upon the untimely death of Elvis. Ron, you were flying out to Hawaii one time, and you asked my buddy, Joe Esposito, if your wife could go with you because there were four empty seats on the plane. And I can picture Joe saying, I spent millions of hours with them. Those seats are filled from Oakland all the way out to Hawaii. A little later on, when you were in flight, Elvis comes up into the cockpit, and he asks if everything's all right, and you said okay. But he asked you, what about your wife? Tell that story.
Well, it was pretty neat. You know, when we found out we were going to Hawaii, I called Joe, and I says, hey, Joe, can I take my wife on this trip? And he says, well, he says, you can, but he says, the problem, you know, the airplane originally, I guess, would carry 120 passengers. When Elvis got done with it, it would only carry 29 passengers. And he says, there's four open seats out of Memphis, but he says, at Oakland, we're overbooked. And I says, well, are you sure? And he says, oh, I'm positive. Well, there was four open seats out of Oakland. That's where we stopped and picked up fuel. So halfway to Honolulu, Elvis comes in the cockpit. Hey, how's it going, gang? And I says, well, the weather's good. We'll be there in 2.5 hours or thereabouts. Everything's going good. No problem. He says, Ron, I understand you're a little bit, well, I won't use the words he used. So I'll say ticked off.
Okay.
And I says, no, Elvis, I'm fine. No problem at all. No, he says, I'm madder than hell. He says, your wife, Betty, should be on this flight. And I says, oh, maybe we'll catch you next time. No. He says, have her out here tomorrow. I'm paying first-class airline ticket. Memphis to Honolulu to Memphis. No problem at all. And I says, no, Elvis, I'm not going to do that. And he says, well, let me ask you something. He says, do you like flying for me? I says, yes, sir. He says, I told you none of this sir stuff.
Right.
It's Elvis and Ron. That's it. And I said, okay. And he says, do I pay you enough? And I says, yep, no problem. He says, well, let me tell you something. If she's not out here tomorrow, I'll replace your butt. Well, I wasn't going to take the chance. So I called her and I told her, I says, hey, pack your bags. Elvis is paying for everything. First class airline ticket. She walked up, got reservations, of course, that night. And then she flew first class from Memphis nonstop to Honolulu. And she spent 4 or 5 days out there, and then she had to get back to her job and the kids. So a first-class airline ticket all the way back, because we didn't know when we were coming. So we came back, I don't know, 5 days thereabouts after she did, and Elvis came in the cockpit, same thing. He says, hey, did Betty enjoy her stay in Honolulu? I says, oh, absolutely, and thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And he says, nothing's too good for my troops. So I got back to Memphis, and I went to the mansion. I had a stack of bills. I was talking to Vernon. Went through each one, you know, pay this and pay that. And then I had this airline ticket, and I was really bashful, I guess, about giving it to him because it was expensive. So I gave it to Vernon. He says, Nancy, just pay it. And I says, but Mr. Presley, don't you want to look at that? No. He says, I already talked to Elvis. No problem. Wow. Pay him. And he did. Wrote me out a check. He did. She gave it to me.
I'm sure Joe E. got hell for that one.
Yeah. Well, Joe was a great guy. Oh, he treated us fantastic.
He is. He flew cross-country one time to be at a surprise birthday party from Las Vegas, where he was living at the time, to Orlando, Florida. Now, Joe's the best. I'm looking at a picture of him, me, and Elvis on my wall right now.
Oh, good.
How come you were selected of the flight crew to deal with Vernon? Because he could be pretty stingy at times, could he not?
Oh, he could. He was tight as he could be. Well, that's just the way it was. I mean, I worked entirely with Vernon, never with Elvis on finance, yeah. Never.
You were at Graceland the day that Elvis passed away. You were there in the morning, again, back in the office behind the mansion, getting some bills paid with Vernon, and he was in poor health. And then you went out and took a little ride on the go-kart and saw something very unusual, and that was Vernon being helped back to the mansion. And you thought that he looked very, very drawn and ill until you got home. Tell us about that, Ron.
We were going to Portland, Maine that night. Well, when I got the bills paid by Vernon, then I went out and I was driving Elvis's go-kart. I asked him, you know, months before that, if we could drive that. And he says, absolutely. And he had some wicked go-karts. Boy, they were wicked. And I was out driving those and having a blast. Then I thought, well, it's time to go home and get some sleep because tonight may turn into a very long night. And so then I saw Nancy escorting Vernon into the mansion. And I guess at that time they told him about Elvis. And then I went home, and my daughter met me at the door, and she's just crying big time. Elvis died. No, it's probably Vernon. Well, I was wrong.
Could you see it coming, Ron? Joe used to tell me, and James Burton, his guitar player, would say, you saw him getting ill for a long time. It was Elvis. He was too big to die. Did you see it coming?
You know, Elvis put on some weight on the end, but we didn't see it coming at all. It was a complete shock to me.
It was a shock to everybody. You know, when you're there all the time, seeing seeing somebody fail in health isn't quite as obvious as people that don't see someone for long lengths of time. That's why I asked you that question, because you literally saw him virtually every day, especially when you were touring.
We did see him frequently when we were touring. We saw him just about every day, but I didn't see that coming at all. It was a total shock to me.
You were asked to stay on after he passed away, and you declined. Why was that, Ron? I'm sure the excitement of doing it with Elvis was gone.
After a couple of weeks or so after his death, I had a visit with Vernon and got some bills all straight. And I told him I'd gotten hired back with the airlines. And so he says, I want you to stay employed here for at least a year, and I'll pay you the same amount. And I says, no, thank you, Mr. Presley. I said, don't send me any checks, because if you do, I'll just tear them up. I'm going back with the airlines in a couple of weeks, and that's it. But I said, I'll spend, you know, a year here, and I'll help you, but I won't accept any pay for it.
Elvis liked your yellow Corvette. Did he ever buy you a car?
No, but I bought that yellow Vette, which I still have, and I bought it with the tips he gave me.
Christmas bonuses. Ron, I could talk to you for hours, and the name of the book is Destined to Fly, the story of pilot Ron Strauss, from a small little town there, Fonda, Iowa, to Elvis Presley piloting as the first officer of the Panther 880, the Lisa Marie, probably the second most famous plane in the United States, the first being Air Force One, and then Lisa Marie, which is on display across the street from Graceland. And that plane really wasn't ready to fly when you ferried it back to Memphis because it needed some instruments. And so you had a ferry permit and you had to fly low. But that was a very unique experience, knowing that that was the last time that puppy was going to be in the air.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, I've been trying to talk to you for well over a year. I'm glad we were able to put it together. Anytime you want to come back and chat more, you are always welcome here. Get the book by Sally Hodell. It's called Destined to Fly, the story of pilot Ron Strauss, from Iowa to Elvis. Ron, thank you for joining us. Two Rons don't make a right, but I think we pulled it off here.
Hello. Thanks. My pleasure, Ron.
My pleasure. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow.
MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, filled with Rons, Ronnie Millsap, actress Adrienne Barbeau, and Ron Strauss, who was the first officer on Elvis Presley's Lisa Marie Jet. Great stories he had. Next hour, actress Diane Cannon will be joining us. She has a book about her former husband and love, Cary Grant. Actress Sharon Gless from Cagney and Lacey. Boy, they had big ratings when they were on the air. Barney Miller star Hal Linden, who's 91 years old. And then we'll have Mike Rossell and Marie Moody in our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up next hour right here with Ron Sedgy Today.